Earth, sky.
Thursday, April 25th. As seen from the Earth's eastern hemisphere, the full moon barely clips the Earth's dark umbral shadow for 27 minutes tonight, to present one of the shortest partial eclipses in the 21st century. At the greatest eclipse, the Earth's dark shadow will cover less than 1.5% of the moon's diameter.
From most of Europe and Western Africa, the moon will be partially eclipsed shortly after sunset tonight. As viewed from the Middle East and Western Asia, the partial eclipse will take place at late night or around midnight. And if you live in Australia, Indonesia, or Eastern Asia, the lunar eclipse will happen before sunrise tomorrow. Come to our website at earthsky.org to find out the precise times of tonight's partial lunar eclipse for your part of the world.
A lunar eclipse can only happen at full moon, or when the moon lies opposite the sun in Earth's sky. When Earth sits directly between the moon and sun, then the Earth's dark shadow totally covers the lunar disk. However, the alignment is a little off this time around, so it's only an exceedingly shallow partial lunar eclipse tonight. But the moon won't swing through the Earth's dark umbral shadow again until the total lunar eclipse of April 15, 2014.
People in the world's eastern hemisphere can watch tonight's partial eclipse of the full moon. And those missing the eclipse will still see a full-looking moon near the golden planet Saturn from dusk till dawn. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.